You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With all due respect, I wasn't even in the state. And as I've said many times before, if I ain't doing sports talk, and this is with all due respect again to my brethren here at the Fan, and I don't listen to it.
Well, serves as a good reminder, it doesn't matter where you are on planet Earth, you can always listen to 105.7 The Fan on the Odyssey app.
Unintentional hand to hit that layup, my friend. I just gave you an Isaiah Thomas, and you just finished with the flush. Ravens taking on the Cowboys coming up Saturday, and we're going to talk about that now and more with our next guest from the Baltimore Banner. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, good morning, guys. We're in a bit of the dog days of camp at this point, but, just plugging ahead.
Now, with the injuries to the young guys, in particular draft picks, in the secondary, and we were talking on the show last week, you know, how many years have we seen the Ravens have the number one or number two secondary, and then they get decimated by that sort of thing? So we're not to that level, but there's also a reliance on some guys that have been injured in the past, Alexander and Awuzie and Armour Davis. So not treading in precarious territory yet, I wouldn't think, but is the angst a little higher today than it was, say, a week ago?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, because I think after they sign Alexander, you're like, oh my God, they have an embarrassment of riches at that position. You know, they have more guys who can play than they have spots for them. But, you know, we always knew that there's probably going to be a run of injuries at some point. It seems like there always is in that position group. We've seen it with this team over and over. That's why DaCosta always says you can't have too many corners. He's right. He's proven out year after year. And here we are again. I mean, I think they're in fine shape with what they have now, but you said it. I mean, you know, another guy or two gets hurt and then you're in concerning territory and you're starting to talk about having to go and get somebody. And, you know, they certainly got enough guys to be balanced against that, but I mean it can change in a hurry. So yeah, I mean it's not a lot of anxiety, but it's more than a week ago, sure.
Hey Childs, would you play Armour Davis the rest of the preseason games?
Actually, that's a good question, Vinny. I mean, we were talking about that yesterday. Like, is he a guy? You probably play him a little bit this week. But he could certainly be a guy who sits out the third preseason game. And there's just no question. I mean, he went from being a guy who was probably on the roster bubble coming into camp to, okay, he's probably on the right side of the bubble to he's not only a lock to make the roster, but I mean, there's a good chance you're going to see him on the field. So, you know, is he a guy who's probably not going to see a ton of snaps over the next few games? Yeah, I think so.
Now, a guy that's impressed me, and it started Thursday night, and then again yesterday at practice, Corey Bullock. I like Corey Bullock.
Yeah, I like him too. And obviously the Ravens like him. I mean, they started him at center on Thursday night. I mean, that's a sure sign that, you know, he's really in the mix for that backup center job. I mean, you know, coming into camp, you would have assumed it was Samak because Samak was a draft pick. But, you know, they send a clear signal that maybe it's Bullock because you don't put him in that position if you're not seriously, you know, thinking about giving him a role. I mean, he was a guy, he had a nice, I thought he had a pretty nice preseason last year, and then he's on the practice squad the whole year. You know, he kind of gets a feel for everything, and, you know, here he is, and it seems like he has a you know, pretty solid shot. And I thought he did a good job on Thursday night. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I looking back, I mean, I guess the pass blocking didn't blow me away, but I mean, I thought he did well with the opportunity he was given. So he's in the mix.
Now, yesterday in the one-on-one drills, I thought he did a really nice job with his anchor. You know, it wasn't against, you know, Matabike or Travis Jones, but he did he was able to just sit down, anchor right there. I thought that was pretty impressive. And it was at guard. So he can play both spots.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And what do you think of Samak? I mean, to me, he's been up and down.
I like Bullock. I'll say I like Bullock.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, Childs, I tell you what, were you watching a one-on-one yesterday?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you see Travis Jones?
Well, I mean,
I
think I saw specifically what you're referring to, but
he did a Reggie White, you know, that hump move with the center. Yeah. I mean, he just took him and threw him. I mean, I was standing there with Mike Silver and Jonas, man. It was like, whoa, look. I mean, that dude is a powerful guy. I can't wait, you know, for when the season starts for him, because he's gonna get more sacks than probably people think.
I mean, we've seen him have moments like that the last 2 years, you know, both in the summer and then in games. I mean, obviously the whole thing for him is, you know, can he stay completely healthy? I mean, he was battling through a lot of stuff last year. I mean, he was incredibly important to them last year. I mean, their pass rush was so much better with him on the field, even if he wasn't racking up pressures and sacks necessarily. I mean, you know, he sets up things for everybody else, but you know, him staying completely healthy, I think would be really big to their defense overall this year. And, you know, people don't always talk about him in that group of guys who are sort of key extension candidates, but he should be talked about in that group. I mean, he's a guy that they should try to lock up as soon as they possibly can, if that's on the table.
Hey, Childs, you know who a guy who quietly has had a really nice camp? Tavius Robinson. And he's gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about him the last time I was on. I mean, he's just a solid guy. He's one of those guys that you need to have on a roster, because he can do, I mean, he'll do anything you ask him to do. And, you know, I know they've been talking certainly this year, and we're he's on the podium today. We're going to be talking to him, so I'm sure he'll be asked this question. Seems like he did a lot of work on refining his pass rush techniques in the offseason. And, you know, the coaches have, you know, given him a lot of nice praise on that front, that he's really made strides. So we'll see if that manifests on the field, because I think that's been the one question about him. You know, is he dynamic enough getting to the quarterback that, you know, he goes from being just that sort of solid reserve guy that you always want to have around to maybe he's something more than that. And this is a year for him to prove that, because he's going to be on the field a lot.
You know who's made, like, phenomenal strides over the camp is Adisa Isaac. I mean, he made a beautiful move, spin move yesterday in the one-on-ones. I mean, and the balance and stuff. He just really stepped it up.
I mean, I think all of the edge guys have had nice moments. I mean, you know, everybody talked about, you know, Mike Green, obviously, you know, was a standout in the preseason game. I thought Ajabo was solid again in the preseason game and has had a pretty good camp. I mean, and I guess one of the byproducts of, you know, having those corners go down is, I mean, now when you look at the roster math, I mean, it seems like it's going to be easier for them to keep six edges if that's what they end up deciding to do. And I think all those guys have made good cases to be there. And, you know, maybe you're a little more excited about that group right now than you were 3 weeks ago.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Ravens back at it today. Tomorrow, early 10 o'clock. Dallas coming up Saturday. What's happening on the Banner this morning as we're less than a month away, Childs, from the start of the regular season of 2025?
Well, I mean, you know, we've got the Ravens stuff every day. I mean, on the Orioles front, you got the, you know, maybe the top prospects get called up this week. Kyle Goon, I thought, had a great piece over the weekend about, you know, sort of the fan dissatisfaction with the new season ticket plan. So, as usual, trying to fire on all fronts here.
Oh, you mean people weren't cool with the elimination of the Sunday only 13 game?
I can't imagine you heard that from anybody.
No. Trust me, I have pickles. I was getting pickled with questions about the season ticket thing on Friday. Appreciate it as always, Childs. Enjoy practice today. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for having me,
Charles Walker, everybody. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night and over the weekend. We'll let you know as time permits. And then we'll talk about these Orioles prospects, the new one with Keith Law. And what do Dylan Beavers and Samuel Basayo do when they get called up probably on August the 15th?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Top of the whip here on this Monday. UFC is moving from ESPN, it looks like, to Paramount. 7-year deal for all UFC events in the U.S., Paramount TKO Group. Average annual value, $1.1 billion.
Wow.
Under the deal, Paramount exclusively distributes UFC's full slate of 13 marquee events and 30 fight nights on its streaming platforms, Paramount Plus, and be a number of events that'll be right there on traditional CBS. So it looks like as ESPN has added the WWF, or WWE, pardon me, they will be losing the UFC. Look, I'm a boxing guy. I'll watch UFC. It's free. But this is, Nolan, are you a MMA guy?
Not really.
Kicking the leg, choked out kind of thing?
It is interesting. TKO owns both UFC, or they're the parent company for both UFC and the WWE. Oh. So for that to split, WWE goes to ESPN, but now UFC's leaving. I find that a little interesting.
Well, they're getting paid either way.
Yeah.
TVKO or TKO. So there you go. If you have a problem, like I know Cordell was unhappy. Nolan was unhappy with ESPN acquiring the WWE rights. I don't know how this changes things for UFC aficionados.
Well, you're pretty loud last week in my displeasure. So I should note this. I got an email over the weekend. I'm a Fubo customer for cable. I got an email that said all Fubo customers now are automatically entitled to an ESPN Plus membership. I was doing a little reading online that apparently with this deal, either the WWE or ESPN wanted this, you know, to prevent people from, being up in arms about the increase in price. So if you get ESPN through, say, a YouTube TV or a Fubo TV or general cable, obviously, they want to make sure that you're entitled to an automatic subscription to their new ESPN service.
So that's good.
It's great.
Yeah.
So I went from complaining about an increase of $10 a month to $30 to now I think I might be saving money. So joke's on me. I shouldn't have been so vocal last week.
It's all good. It's immediate reaction sort of thing. Hot takes, as they say. So if you have a hot take on that one, give us a call. In the NFL preseason, AFC North, and we know the Ravens and the Bengals played on Thursday night. Well, over the weekend, Cleveland Browns played the Carolina Panthers. Shador Sanders was the starting quarterback for the Brownies, and he did all right.
Off the play fake, Shador Sanders into the traffic. And it is brought in for a touchdown by Kaden Davis.
Two touchdown passes, Browns TV on the call, and led another touchdown drive. So they put points on the board while he was on the field. 30-10 was the final score. Results do not matter, as we know. Tyler Huntley also played for Cleveland. Bryce Young was really good in his limited time for Carolina. But, you know, you look at that, it's a quarterback room, Vinny, that's full of guys.
Yeah,
and that's a nice step in the right direction for him being part of it when the games really count.
And Pickett and Gabriel, Bob, their hamstrings healed over the weekend. They were back at practice this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. So with Shador, even Stefanski said he'll get more reps. He needs to get some reps with the ones, I would imagine. And he'll get more reps again next week. Because what do we talk about? Like if a guy, you know, shows good in the first preseason game, what happens the next one? You get more reps. And yeah, and I would imagine that Gabriel's going to get some reps in there for him this week too. And Pickett, you know, I imagine, Bob, if Shador keeps playing well and Gabriel does anything, Pickett will probably be the odd man out.
That's what I was thinking. Tyler Huntley's chances of making the team probably a little slim right now.
Yep.
But Flacco's going to be the starter. Do we think that's a 17-game scenario? Or?
Well, Stefanski said either yesterday or today, Bob, that I haven't decided yet on my starting quarterback. Going to wait till after week two of the preseason.
Well, you got to love the intrigue. But he's got some interesting roster decisions to make for sure in Cleveland. Also in the AFC North, Steelers beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-25. Travis Hunter played both sides of the ball, had one catch for 10 yards. Trevor Lawrence played that game too, by the way.
Yeah, and Bob, I didn't see any of that one. And I don't know how. I know Cam Hayward now is holding out. You know, he wants more money.
Perfect time to do it.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know how that one went.
It's been 880-1057 The Fan. It is the Whip around here on this Monday. This day in Orioles history. Just a couple of them for you. Today's August the 11th, 2014. Oriole Park, Camden Yards against the Yankees. Puppy Pants, 11-3. Baltimore, Chris Davis, Nelson Cruz, Jonathan Scope. All go deep, but Norris picked up the win. Orioles on their way to the AL East, win handily. And then 2016 against the A's in Oakland. Mark Trumbo hit a grand slam homer. Adam Jones just inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame. He went deep as well. Chris Tillman went 7 strong for his 15th win. Improves to 15-4. Zach Britton, who was brilliant that year, 35th save. We forget how good Chris Tillman was for those Oriole teams in 12. 14 was an all-star in 13, and of course in 2016 hurt his shoulder late in that 16 season and was never the same after that. Also part of that Seattle trade that McPhail made to bring in Adam Jones. So Chris Tillman was really good for the Orioles for about a 5 or 6 year period, and he helped them win the division, helped them get to the playoffs, and this was one of those occasions. Do the Orioles have another Chris Tillman down on the farm? Coming up next, Keith Law. What did Mike Elias do to replenish the farm system? How aggressive does he need to be to trade away some of these magic chips? And we got Pasayo and Beavers probably coming up here within the week. We'll talk to Keith about that. Funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. And then news from the Nest, the Athletic. They've got their quarterback tiers of 2025. Remember the tiers? Did Lamar finally crack tier one? Stick around. We'll let you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now. Talk about how they've replenished, maybe, the farm system at the trade deadline. Pasayo and Beavers look like their return or their call-up is happening here within the next week. From the Athletics on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Keith Law. Keith, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing all right, Keith. And we'll talk about the new prospects that have been brought in at the trade deadline a couple weeks back to replenish a farm system that was, at, as you know, was one of the tops in baseball, if not number one for a couple of years. Adley, Gunner, Holiday were all the number one dude throughout scouting services. And Pasayo and Beavers are going to be coming up here in a second, and we'll get to them in a minute. But of all the prospects that Elias brought in, give us a couple that we should really, as Oriole fans, hang our hats on that A, could be contributors at the major league level, or B, could be part of a nice juicy trade if Mike Elias is inclined to do something there in the offseason.
See, I don't think they brought in many of those guys, honestly. I thought they brought back some bulk, like this was much more about quantity than it was about quality. We'll see if maybe they think they've unearthed a hidden gem, or they think that through some development help, which has really not been a strength of the Orioles the last couple of years, maybe they think they can help some of these guys. But I would say, just looking at the complete list of guys they brought back, I think Jaron Watts Brown, who they got for Seranthony Dominguez, has a pretty good chance to be a back-end starter. he's got to throw more strikes, but he's certainly got this. He's probably got more like mid rotation stuff or better. He's always been really been able to spin the ball. He's a really good athlete, but strikes have been an issue for him kind of going back to his draft year. And Boston Bateman, the giant 6'8 left-hander who they got from the Padres in the O'Hearn Laureano deal. He's probably the highest upside of the guys they brought back. 6'8 starters, we've got, you guys probably remember Ben McDonald's, right? Sometimes it takes a long time for those taller starters to really harness their deliveries and get their mechanics consistent, but his velocity has been really good this year. He's pretty tough to hit. I think there's a lot of deception coming from that arm slot. So he's also got a chance to be, I'd say, kind of a mid-rotation starter type. But there's nobody, I'm not saying they should have, but I don't think they acquired anybody, certainly nobody could be on my top 100 prospects or particularly close to that. It was more about restocking with quantity rather than getting one or two high upside names.
Now, we mentioned Basayo and Beavers real quick because it looks like, Keith, they're going to be coming up here August 15th, deadline to control rookie status through whatever. And two words we hate on this show, service time, but we don't run the Baltimore Orioles, of course. But Basayo, Beavers, what do you like? What's to be concerned with as they'll be swinging a bat for the Orioles here probably within the week?
Yeah, and to be clear, I agree with you on the service time stuff, but I would very much keep these guys back until August 15th. But the Rockies just called up Kyle Karros. All they had to do was wait a week. I thought it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy to call that guy up when you could just hold him back down in the minors for another week and potentially maintain rookie status and maybe get that extra draft pick in 2 years if the guy finishes high enough in the rookie of the year voting. Beavers, he might be one of the biggest development success stories that the Orioles have had under the Elias regime. I mean, they've had a lot of guys who just came in and were kind of better than we expected right away, but Beavers has actually really made progress. They've helped him with his swing. He had kind of a hitch back when they first drafted him. It took him a couple of years. They've smoothed it out to the point where, look, he's always had some power. He's always been able to run. He's a good athlete. He's always taken his walks, but there's just been more swing and miss than you wanted, I think, because of that hitch. And it looks like he's not only smoothed that out, but brought his swing and miss rate down and his overall strikeout rate down pretty significantly this year, even beyond what guys are typically getting when they move up to AAA. And with Basayo, you know, sort of argued that they'll do anything but call this guy up, or they've been signing random catchers out of independent leagues rather than give him an opportunity. Look, it's power. He can really throw. He really knows the strike zone well. He's super young. I don't know if they see him as a catcher. I think the more I talk to other teams, there's people just saying, look, we love the bat. We have no idea where he's going to play ultimately. Is he going to be a catcher with more work? Or do you just say, this guy's such a good hitter, make him a first baseman or DH and just let him hit? But either way, everyone believes in the bat.
Keith Law of The Athletic joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan on this Monday. Let's get back to the draft that was for the Orioles. Ike Irish, first pick, Bodine, Aloy, and then Little Slay, compensatory pick that they got for Brian Baker from the Rays. I've read, Keith, you know more than I do, obviously, some Corbin Carroll comparisons with this kid. So what do you think about their first four picks and how Mike Elias did, at least where he has proven to be pretty adept at drafting some talent?
Yeah, I thought this was pretty good. I think all four of those guys, they ended up taking quite a bit later than where I'd ranked them. So just on that basis alone, if you look at my pre-draft rankings, those were all very good value where they picked those guys. Slater DeBrun, certainly, I mean, they had the second highest bonus. I think he's probably the highest upside of the group. I think the Corbin Carroll comps are a little excessive. Carroll was sort of Carroll's an extreme of a smaller guy who's got exceptional power. DeBrun has never shown quite that kind of power, but he can really hit. And he's pretty strong for his size. He's better than Slade Caldwell, who was another picked almost exactly in the same range a year earlier. Another one of these short outfielders who's really strong for his size. Caldwell doesn't have this kind of power. DeBrun has less power than Carroll. Caldwell has less power than DeBrun. I know several people who thought that was actually their best pick. Irish will be an interesting one because he's a catcher. I think they actually announced him as a catcher, but after he broke one of his collarbones this spring, he moved primarily to right field for Auburn and really took off as a hitter to the point where most of the clubs, I think, that were considering drafting him were saying, we're just going to put this guy in the outfield and let him go hit because the bat is too valuable to leave it behind the plate.
Hey, Keith, does Elias have enough ammunition, you know, in the minor leagues to replenish what they're going to need to replenish? Get a bat with the pitching.
A bullpen,
pitching. Do they have that kind of ammunition?
You know, by the time we get to the offseason, all these guys that just drafted will be eligible to be traded. I think when you add that to what was already in the system, a couple of guys emerging like Nate George. I mean, he's one of the top, absolute top prospects in the system. He's probably a top 100 prospect in baseball. I've seen him multiple times. There's not a whole lot he can't do. And I hope they give him a chance to come up to Aberdeen just for the very end of the season, just to give him a chance because he dominated low A. They've had a couple of guys emerge this year in the system, at least create some more value that, yeah, I think they could go out and trade for a starter. I mean, they need multiple starters. Yes. Right? What they did last offseason, or frankly didn't do last offseason, didn't work. Right? The reason they're in the situation they're in, the number one reason is they didn't go get pitching this past offseason. They need to go trade for a starter, and they need to go buy a starter. And I don't care what it costs. Like, this is where you are wasting the prime of some of the Adley, Gunner, et cetera. These guys, you have the Jackson now too, right? You have the core of a championship lineup. You don't even have the beginning of a championship rotation, and they need to address that before they address anything else.
Keith Law, The Athletic, preaching to the choir here on 105.7 The Fan. Keith, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, my pleasure.
There's Keith Law, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Nolan's going to talk about his epic production. That was the radio show this past Saturday. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Talk Ravens. Hear from Harbaugh. Hear more from Rashad Bateman and others. And also get into these quarterback tiers, buy or sell. Where's the Monday money? And then Vinny's off to one winning drive. And we'll get into more stuff with you here on 105.7 The Fan. And Raleigh went deep. We'll talk about that when we get to the AL East report. Because Seattle feasted on an American League Eastern Division team. We'll get to that round 115. Got news from the Nest coming up next. But haven't really gotten into it too much, but we're going to let him elaborate. He's Nolan McGraw. So, Nolan, take us back to Saturday. I mean, you already had a caller call in, Rashawn, talk about listening to the show. And you had call volume from what Vinny was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about how that thing went. You're not new to hosting your own show. You've done it before, but
right,
you know, it's something that,
yeah,
know,
I mean,
it's not rocket science, as I like to tell people.
Well, not to shoot you down, there's nothing really to elaborate on. It was a great show.
Okay.
Appreciate everyone that called in. You've generated good call volume. The last couple shows I've done, great listener turnout, which is exactly what I want. Try to frame our show around audience participation,
uh-huh.
Pose a question to the audience, kind of a topic of the day type of thing. And, it was the topic of the week last week, really, with all the Beavers and Basayo stuff. Why are they still being held down? Just simply ask the audience for a status check on Mike Elias. Where's the confidence level? If you had to put it between 0 and 100. Personally, I went with 25%. There's a little shred of hope there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe did just enough at the deadline to maintain some hope, but it's a long road ahead. And this Beavers and Basayo thing, it's left me concerned about, I guess, his overall willingness to adapt, right? Because you make your mistakes, you know, you're married to your concepts and your ideas as a GM. He's not alone in that. Everyone, Vinny, you could attest to that. Anyone who's run a team, you kind of get locked into your mindset. But when things don't work, you got to adjust. And I'm not seeing someone who's really willing to adjust right now.
I'm guessing the vast majority of the people who called in were down on Mike Elias.
Yes.
But there had to be at least a couple of people, I would assume, no.
Right.
Well, he called in and gave him credit.
One guy was, I think, gave him credit.
Yeah, we had a few that were in support. I mean, the support essentially boiled down to, well, I mean, look at all the talent that you're talking about on this roster. He's the one that brought him in. Well, that's fine. But win-loss record, you're moving the wrong direction. You know, if they were still on pace to make the wild card this year and they got bounced in the first round, we'd be pissed and it'd be the same old story. But at least you're there. You didn't move backwards. I mean, now it's a real concern.
You're in last place and have been buried there for quite some time. So I know you don't want to elaborate too much, trying to shoot me down, etc. How would you assess your performance? Because this is a business where some people like to brag about how awesome they are at it. And I like to stress, this is not rocket science. But there's an art form to it. Some have mastered it. Others maybe not so much. So where are you and that sort of thing.
I mean, still room to grow. It's never perfect, right? But I left the show not pissed off at myself, which was good. That's all I wanted. I wanted to leave the show like, you know what? You did good today. And there were a couple segments that we got in there. He did like a top five Adam Jones moments thing. I was happy with that turned out. He played the highlights, trip down memory lane, try to mix it up a little bit. So I thought it went well. And I guess my biggest takeaway would be, I hope this is not the last for a while. I would hope that this becomes more of a regular occurrence. We'll just see if the opportunity's there.
Did Scott listen?
I don't know.
Scott Jamieson, for those who may not know, is our program director. Just giving you a heads up, August 29th might be a golden opportunity for you if you're picking up what I'm putting down right there. But you mentioned Adam Jones. I can't come off the top of my head the top five, but one that stands out to me. Remember, Nolan, I don't know if it came up during your epic program on Saturday, the two-run homer he hit off Mariano Rivera in New York.
Oh, I knew I would forget a good
Rivera. See, yep. There you go. That's why you get old geezers like me to remind you cool stuff that happened before the interweb existed. It was Rivera's last year. It's at Yankee Stadium, and Jonesy hit the two-run jack, and then Britton came in and slammed the door. Unfortunately, I don't think the Orioles made the playoffs at 13. They faded.
That might have made the cut on my list, too, just because it was, it had been forever since Rivera gave up or lost the game in that fashion, I guess. So that alone would make it worthy. I don't know how that slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, so there you go.
Easy number one, though, for those that missed it, the World Baseball Classic, robbing the home run that Machado would have hit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was really a movie moment. Two teammates against each other, USA versus Dominican Republic, save the game for the U.S. They go on to win.
Yeah. Adam Jones, one of the great Orioles of all time, getting his propers over the weekend, getting into the Orioles Hall of Fame, and rightfully so, along with Tom Davis and our buddy Joe Orsolak. We have time for a fun house. You want to wait till next hour?
We'll just wait for now.
Let's do it. We'll come back. How about news from the Nest here from the Ravens? Yesterday, John Harbaugh and a couple of players met with the media. Back at it today at 1:15. And also get into the quarterback tears. Don't shed any tears if you're Lamar Jackson fans, because he finally cracked through. The question is, what the hell took so long?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.